This song is about an old timer that used to live here in, I think maybe in South Naknek or Leavelock or something like that. He was Uncle Walter.
That was Steve Herding performing the whimsical song Waltzing with Bears, which started off the talent show on the first night of this year's King Salmon Naknek Winterfest. Like so many other towns in Bush, Alaska, festivals are a time for the community to get together, celebrate their traditions, reminisce about the past, and look forward to the future. While King Salmon is full of talented performers, perhaps no other song sums up the oral tradition passed down through generations than Waltzing with Bears, a humorous song that draws upon the legends and characters in this unique part of the state.
And he said, there's something that the music reveals each night when bears do their mambos and sambas.
These traditions and tall tales are what helps a community thrive through the darker parts of winter. This year, Sharon O'Hara was given the crown of Winter Queen, a tradition that dates back to 1989. The queen is picked based on her residence in the community and her role in strengthening that community. O'Hara was picked based on a letter written by a young student named Starla.
She told me the best things about living here are the friendly people, and she has good neighbors like me.
Another tradition of the Winterfest is the bazaar, this year held in the school gymnasium. From the eyes of the outsider, this market of locally made products was held in the confines of a place so familiar to most Americans, while reaching to some of the most romantic notions people have of Alaska.
Okay, these are, you know, the ulu knives that you cut fish with? These are, in that shape, they're potholders. Then I made some homemade hats, banana bread, ceviche, smoked red strips, and some homemade white and whole wheat bread.
And these are different flavored Spam. We have spicy there, we have teriyaki, and we have regular Spam.
We have lynx, fox, beaver, otter, and I have some seal.
For the first time in 3, 4, or 5 years, depending on who you ask, the Naknek River froze enough for residents of South Naknek to cross and take part in the festival.
Getting across to Naknek is always a joy for everybody over here. Then you can go over and do stuff, visit friends.
Oh yeah, wonderful.
The weekend was a flurry of activity. There was card making, chili cook-offs, soup cook-offs, lap swimming, dancing, Eskimo bingo. But on the last day, I caught up with Ann Schenkel, who was keeping alive one of the oldest traditions in Alaskan history.
We're putting on a one-dog sled race for kids. If nothing else, sled dogs are a whole lot more fun than snow machines when there's no snow. And there's usually no snow around here. Yeah, I love it here.
Thank you.
The festival ended where it began, back in the school auditorium, with the announcement of the winners of all the prizes, the raffles, and the contests. The festival then ended with a song reminding everyone of the importance of community.
By the way, this is kind of a theme song for South Naknek. We sing this in the church over there all the time. We sing it here a lot too, but maybe this could be a good theme song for our community as we go through the rest of the winter. Sing out. Sing a song, spread some cheer. There are sad and lonely people everywhere. Be a friend, show some love. It will lift them from the dungeons of...
From King Salmon, I'm Lawrence Hamilton.